Charlie Brennan, Voice of St. Louis. Hey, happy anniversary, everybody. This is the 100th interview today for our entrepreneurial segment. You know, every Tuesday at this time, we interview another local entrepreneur who's rolling the dice and starting a new business in St. Louis. And this is the 100th such interview. And today, we maybe save the best for last. She's Dr. Agnes Scoville, who's the inventor of PassiDose. She's an ER doctor who moved here 18 months ago and now has an office at 911 Washington, where, who knows, maybe she's the next Apple or Microsoft. We'll find out. Agnes, thanks for joining us. How are you, doctor?
I am very well today, thanks. And I did not know that I'm the 100th visitor, so I'm really honored.
And for that, we'll give you a bag of what are you nuts? A cluster of almonds and maple and more. But let me tell our listeners that PassiDose combines two things, and those two things are?
It's a pacifier that you give a dose of medicine through.
How simple is that? A better mousetrap. And did you come up with this idea?
I did, and here's the backstory. So I've been an ER doctor for about 15 years, and all through those years, I've taken care of thousands of kids. Sometimes it's really hard to get medicine in them. They just don't like the taste. They don't like the feel of the syringe in their mouth, and they'll spit it out. You know, I worked with the nurses for years doing this, and I knew it was a little bit difficult. And then I had my own daughter. She was about a year old. She had a fever. So I said, okay, how hard could this be? I drew up the Tylenol, put it in my syringe. I tried to give it to her. And let me tell you, my education, all those years of experience were no match for my feisty one-year-old. It went all over me, on the floor. I just couldn't get that Tylenol in her. So that was the inspiration for PassiDose.
You put the medicine in the pacifier.
Correct. And it plugs directly into the syringe. So first you measure up the medicine like you normally would in a syringe that gives really accurate, precise measurement of the liquid, which is really important for kids because they can be different sizes. Then that plugs into the back of a pacifier, and down the middle of the pacifier is a tiny channel, a tube, so that the medication goes through the tube, through the pacifier, onto the back of the tongue where they don't taste it as much.
Yes.
And the caregiver just kind of gently assists with the syringe plunger. The baby takes it down, fuss-free.
The baby doesn't suck it out of the pacifier?
They start to suck, which is a natural reflex.
Yeah.
But then the caregiver kind of assists just a little bit.
Sure. Eureka.
Hallelujah.
Did you invent that in St. Louis?
You know, I've had this idea, like my daughter is 5 now. So the idea came to me when she was, you know, about 1. But It took a while to sort of come up with a prototype, which I made at home. I took a pacifier out of the store, drilled a hole in the back. I put an IV catheter through it, you know, the plastic IV catheters, glued it together, tried it on my child, and then that prototype gradually grew into PassiDose. But it took a while.
Is PassiDose available in stores?
It sure is. It's on Amazon and it's on our website. It's in a few select independent pharmacies, and we're looking to expand. So thanks for having me on.
How are sales?
Sales are really good. Last year, we did a test market. We got about 400 or 500 units, and we sold out of those in just a few months. And so now we're restocked, and we're raring to go.
How many people are employed by PassiDose?
Right now, it's 2 people here in St. Louis. We have a sourcing agent that helps us with the factory where it's made. And we also have some part-time folks that are helping us in terms of marketing and just sort of getting the business up and running. And that's thanks to Arch Grants, because they are fantastic and they really helped.
Arch Grants gave you, what, $50,000 with no strings attached?
They did, and we're so fortunate to be part of the whole St. Louis startup community, because it's not so much the money as it is just meeting everybody else who's doing interesting things. And that means electrical engineers, designers, marketing people, you know, because we actually have other products that we're hoping to develop as well.
Now, have you received the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, if it exists still?
I need to contact Good Housekeeping.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a great idea.
Getting the word out is probably not easy, but you probably have to market that 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
It's really what it is. It's getting the word out.
Tell me about the factory. Is it in the United States or do you manufacture abroad?
So right now we manufacture abroad. My husband in his prior job had a job where he was in charge of sourcing products. And so the cheapest place we could get it made right now is in China. And so right now the factory is in China, and we have a good gal that's working on the ground there for us to get it made and make sure that, you know, all of the standards are upheld. Ultimately, I would love to have it made here.
Truth be told, with 30 seconds to go, what do you think of the St. Louis startup scene?
It's amazing. I had no idea. You know, I moved here from Los Angeles, And once we got involved with Arch Grants and I started meeting all these people who have such great energy and drive, it's, and also doors are opened here that I feel like I probably wouldn't be able to have access to in a larger city. So it's fantastic.
Plus here in St. Louis, unlike Los Angeles, you've got rain.
I love the rain and I love the heat. So I'm very happy here.
And you've got the Rams for one more season.
And the Rams.
And the Rams. Hey, for joining us today, we're going to give you the product of another St. Louis startup. It's called What Are You Nuts? Maple Cinnamon Madness, a crazy good cluster of almonds, cashews, and pepitas. The brainchild of one Howie Scher. So I hope you enjoy this in good health.
Thank you so much.
But don't try and put that into, okay, your passy dose. Won't fit. Dr. Agnes Scoville, our 100th interview. And speaking of startups, it was in 1876 that...